is here from California.
Just to increase the distance, I'm going to play some music from Eastern Canada. I'll play some Scottish music from Cape Breton Island. Nothing like that's been played today. And I'll start out with a few jigs. The first one's got a Gaelic title that I can't pronounce, but it means, we prefer the king we already have. I Lost My Love is the second one. The third one is an Irish tune called The Rakes of Kildare, played in Cape Breton style. Play a few stress phase, which hasn't been heard today either. And usually this music is played in medleys. The tune's repeated most three times, maybe two. I've heard some of the fiddlers get going, they play the tune not only one time or a half time through, so there's just a steady stream of melody. The effect would be just as if someone was improvising the music, but it is changing all the time.
Where are these from?
From Cape Breton Island to Scottish tune. Thank you.
That's Jody Stecker, live with two of them there. Another really fine fiddler just happened to wander by here a little bit ago, and I asked him if he'd come up and play us a couple. This is Craig Johnson.
Play a couple tunes that I learned from the people around Galax, Virginia. So a fellow in Galax named Cale Brewer, who made records with Ernest Oman in the 1920s. This is one of the tunes I learned from him. It's Poor Johnny's Gone to War. Thank you. getting out of it. Every time I watch him play that, I realize that I'm missing, still missing about 50% no matter what I do. Another person I learned some tunes from down there was Luther Davis, and he died 2 years ago. He was 99, and he had most of his tunes from a couple of brothers who were born around the time of the Civil War. He was not interested in music that happened after about 1908 for the most part. Sail Away, Ladies.
Craig Johnson. Pretty music. Woo. Okay, Pete, are you ready? We've had a couple around here all week at Augusta. He's really livened up a lot of dances and livened up a lot of jam sessions at night. Is Ellen with you, Pete? Ellen might be right back. But I guess we're going to start off with one half of that dynamic duo. This is Pete Vigor.
Thank you. I think I know maybe two or three tunes that are 100% local to my area, which is Central Virginia. This is one. This is called Buck Mountain. As I understand it, it was popularized in our area by the best fiddler in the area who lived up until the late 40s. His name was Napoleon Bonaparte Chisholm. But they all called him Uncle Nip for short, and it wasn't for Napoleon.
Thank you.
is a Midwestern tune that we learned at a festival many years ago. We didn't know the name of it. We called it The Music of the Spheres. And that's not the right name. The right name is Haining's Farewell.
We call it The Music of the Spheres because it's, it sounds like it's from outer space.
And then Bill left us and went back, so. I originally learned you
guys are different. It's indeed. It's a slow one. Well, if Bill hears this, then you might run over and
try. This is for Juan.
Yeah. Juan Williams here. Standing up.
We're going to do a Kentucky tune called Coleman's March. I'd like to comment that Ellen and I have played this at many weddings.
Is there a beat part to that?
That's a pretty tune. Well, the punchline of this story is that I found out the words go like this. Old Joe Coleman took a wife, stabbed her with his Barlow knife. But we don't sing it, so it's okay. This is Coleman's March. We're going to just play it all together.
But I'm sure they'll be over there playing all day, so you might want to check out that style for them too. Well, that's the fiddle workshop. I think we're going to take a short break, and then there'll be a singing workshop taking place right here. Thank you for coming.